getting Seth ready for his big weekend trip to the strip club. He's taking his lady, and it is her first trip to the Penthouse Club.
That's right.
So we wanted to run through a couple of it's okays, it's not okays with you.
I have some questions for her, but I wanted you to ask her, so hopefully she'll be nicer to me.
Okay. What's up, Phoebes?
How's it going?
Very well. This is Mrs. Seth Kushner on the line with us right now. We have some it's okay, it's not okay involving Seth, you, and the trip to the Penthouse Club.
Okay.
Phoebe, you're the only one who can answer these questions.
Okay.
Is it okay if Seth winks at the strippers?
Yes, that is okay.
Woo!
Because it's super creepy when he does it.
Is it okay if Seth inquires how they feel about the current political landscape?
I'm sorry, my boss was talking to me. Can you say that again?
Yes. Is it okay if Seth inquires as to how these strippers feel about the current political landscape?
Absolutely. It would make for great small talk.
That's good.
I'm two for two.
Two for two. Very good. We've got Phoebe on the phone. We're going over a few it's okay, it's not okay involving their trip to the Penthouse Club this weekend.
Yes.
So far, it's okay on two of them. This one I'm sure will be okay as well. Is it okay if Seth gives them the password to his ATM card?
No.
Oh, I stumbled on that one.
What's my cash limit, m'lady?
Well, the good news is that we have not combined finances yet, even though I ask every day to combine finances. So really, he can do whatever he wants with his money.
That's your money, bruh.
Stay away from my gold, lady.
All right. So two it's okays, one it's not okay. Is it okay if Seth tapes dollar bills all over his body and face?
Like with scotch tape?
Yeah.
What about like sticky tack?
That's even better. Like a little fun tack they used to use to put posters up when your parents wouldn't let you put thumbtacks in the wall?
Yeah, that's right. You're talking about the guy who wears gloves to pump gas because he doesn't like dirty things. You think he's going to tape disgusting money to his body?
Well, I was just thinking about more of my lower region where I would tape it to my jeans.
Oh, your jeans. Yeah, are you bringing the scotch tape? Should I put it in my purse?
I really need to know if this stuff is okay because I want to get the ladies' attention and know that I'm in it for the long haul.
Well, if you walk in there with jeans taped to, with dollar bills taped to your jeans, I think you'll get their attention all right.
That's my move.
Yeah, that's in. That's okay.
All right. Is it okay if Seth smells the young lady's hair?
Oh, God. The thing is, he does that kind of stuff so creepy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like, he's not incognito when he's smelling women's hair.
It's difficult to be incognito when doing that.
I'm not
that.
Trying to be incognito. So, hello.
You're going to be able to smell their hair without putting your nose in it, so that's fine.
You will. What you'll notice about dancers is they wear a lot of body wash and body lotion.
Yeah.
So you can really smell like the pear berry that you like a lot, the cotton candy stuff. You'll be able to smell them, and that's what really sucks
you
in.
I'll give them all kinds of extra money if I can smell it from a distance.
Well, then you'll be doling out the shekels because they do certainly wear an abundance of it. Is it okay if Seth asks the ladies what they're doing after work?
No, that's not okay.
Okay, just wondering.
That's small talk.
No, it's not.
I'm a conversationalist.
Going home to their babies.
We were talking to Phoebe. She and Seth are going to the Penthouse Club this weekend for the very first time. Is it okay if chaperone Drew Garabo shows up halfway through your voyage to the Penthouse Club just to check in on you guys?
That would be so much fun.
Oh, good. I'm in. Not that I'm excited about that. Is it okay if Seth tells these young ladies about the charity work that he does with the Humane Society an apple a day so they can see his softer side?
Yes, you can share that information with them.
Yes.
They're going to think you're a hero, Seth.
I know I am.
Do you need me to make you like a shirt that says I do a lot of charity work?
Well, that might be too forward, but anything that I could tape some money to is a great idea.
Is it okay if Seth buys a friction dance with three ladies and requests that the songs for it are at least 8 minutes long, like November Rain?
Okay, so that's three separate ones or three ladies at the same time. That makes a difference.
Which one's better for you?
I would say that three at one time is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. One song, three ladies, way better than three songs, one
lady. What's that going to run me?
A lot of money.
Okay.
Well, they don't they don't allow for 8-minute songs, right? They try to get the nice short condensed top 40 version of songs.
Yeah, and let me tell you this insider pro tip here. If you get the 3-song special, you're going to get Blur's song 2, which is like a minute 47 seconds, and you're going to get 2 other songs at about 2 minutes, like the White Stripes 2-minute version of Fell in Love with a Girl.
But are you trying to get a Friction dance, Phoebe?
Well, let me say that although I've not been to the Penthouse Club, I have been to many a strip club in my day. Mm. So I am familiar with these sort of things.
I'm not.
I think you are. I think that you like to play a little shy, but I think that you know what you're getting yourself into.
Mm. But I've never had a Friction dance before.
Okay, we'll get one.
All right, do you have to watch, or can I, you know, do it in the parking lot?
No, dude, you want her. You want her to watch.
She'll be watching with her arms folded.
Yeah, she's going to get, Kevin's right, she's going to get mad. She's not going to be all into it.
Like, go ahead and get one if that's what you want, Seth.
What if you guys get one together?
Get out of here.
Okay.
Because you know these ladies.
Get out of here.
These ladies love spending time with other ladies, and I'll just be there, you know, staring, and I would rather just do my own thing.
It's a step closer to a threesome that you've been wanting.
Oh, it's not happening.
Listen, I think that when you go to a place like that with your wife, I think that's what you're asking for is together. I don't think it's like, all right, I'll be right back. You sit at the bar.
Oh,
no,
really?
Yeah, no, you want to be inclusive.
Yes, but yeah. If you pay a stripper to give you a lap dance, and I've never had one before,
right.
And you've got your lady sitting there, she's going to spend more time with the lady. What am I getting out of it? I can't smell the hair. I don't know how your knee feels on my body. I need to feel these things, Garabo.
You get to see her on your lady.
Yeah, dude.
That doesn't do anything really for me. That's good. That's good memories.
Okay. Well, your lady could be, I don't know why I'm saying your lady. Phoebe could say, hey, why don't you spend a little time on him?
He doesn't want memories. He wants memories.
Yeah. Well, you can have both.
I think that by default, by me being there with you and by Monica being there as well, the girls are going to be around more than they would if we weren't there because they seek out other women.
That is true. They love like when there's a couple in there and they're like, there's your 3-on-1. There you go. Yep. Monica, Phoebe, and some anonymous Trixie.
Yeah, are you guys up for that? That would save me some money.
Are you bankrolling this that night? Since we haven't combined finances, are you bankrolling or is this like are we going Dutch?
Drew told me we would just need $50 a piece.
Just about.
Okay, so 100 from you and 0 from me.
Yeah, there you go. That'll do it. And then if Uncle Drew wants to take you guys down to Pink Pony, I got everything covered.
Hey, Uncle Drew, how about you just we stay at Penthouse and then you give us the money?
Okay, the money that I would have spent on you guys at Pink Pony.
Yeah, I don't travel. I stay in one spot and go home.
If we go down to Pink Pony, I'm paying for a VIP room for
We're
the two
not
of you.
Going. Stop.
Making it rain all over the place.
Stop that.
Tropical storm calling up in that bitch. All right, back to the it's okay. It's not okay. Is it okay if Seth touches their butt?
If it's okay with them.
Ooh.
Is it okay with them?
How are you going to ask them?
Can I touch your butt?
That's the wrong way to ask
them. Yeah, you don't have to ask.
Oh, you know. Oh, even better.
Where can I touch you?
Hey, Lexus, where can I touch you?
Anywhere but right here.
Sweet.
They usually say that.
Yeah. How much?
How much for what?
To touch you anywhere but there.
Oh, sweetie, you get a dance with me. You can touch me anywhere you want.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
Do we have to bring the wife or what?
I was hoping you would. She's super hot.
Yeah, but I like to kind of just be alone.
But I want to dance for the two of you.
How much does that have to I pay for 2 dances?
Oh, certainly not. No, it'd be my pleasure.
All right.
I bet you'd love to watch me and your wife.
Well, I'd like more if she watched us.
Okay, I'll get on her right now. Oh, Phoebe, your boobies are so nice. Let me play with them a little bit.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's naughty.
It's awesome is what it is. And final last question for Phoebe before we get to our real it's okay, it's not okay. Is it okay if Seth says ilism to the ladies?
I'm sorry, if he says
ilism. Ilism. Is it okay if he says ilism to the ladies?
I don't know what that is.
Seth, what the hell is that? You handed me a note to ask that.
I just want to know if I could say ilism. It means I love you so much.
Yes, you can tell them that.
I learned that at Kawa this morning because Tekla said it to me.
She said it to you?
She said ilism.
She said, hey, Seth, ilism?
Well, we were talking about her date with Theodore, and then she said ilism. She said, do you know what that means? And I said, I love you so much. And then she gave me a high five.
That's a weird
what
thing to say.
What is happening in our lives?
I don't know.
People don't really say that.
Very weird.
Okay, but can I say it to the ladies after a dance, ilism?
They're not going
to
know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
You tell them that.
Well, Phoebe, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to see you guys on Saturday, and Pink Pony's on me.
Okay, sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Awesome. Seth and Phoebe.
We've accomplished nothing here.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are still.
You know what the rules are.
I don't want to break any, you know, barriers.
She basically told you you can do what you want.
Yeah, bro.
Just as long as she's involved.
Right.
She
You're
gave
in.
You the green light.
I don't need an accomplice, though, for what I want to do.
It's not an accomplice.
You're
it's just an addition.
The wrong way.
Well, I'm not trying to commit crimes. I'm just trying to have a good time.
With your lady.
Let's get to the real it's okay. It's not okay. Oops.
Around it. It's okay. It's not okay.
A 9-year-old has been banned from wearing a hat in school. This hat gives the kids negative emotions. Okay? Our number is 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. The amped up adolescent said, "It's my favorite hat. The First Amendment says I can wear my hat. They told me to take my hat off because it brings negative emotions to the other children who don't like him." The him in this case is, and I'm choking on my vomit as I say this, our possible next president, Donald Trump. The hat says, "Make America great again." Is it okay for the school to tell this kid that he can't wear this hat, which is autographed by the future Emperor Trump, to school? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. The school district's dress code allows students to wear hats outside the classroom, but if the lid becomes distracting or starts causing problems, the school can ask the student to stop wearing it. In this case, clearly this hat has created a distraction. Therefore, I say it's okay to tell this kid, "Hey, you can't wear that hat to school."
But who's it causing negative feelings with? The kids, the faculty?
All the above.
I don't have anything against the hat, personally.
Right.
It is a distraction, though, and they're there to learn, not
right.
to make statements.
Yeah. You're not there at 9 years old to make a political statement.
Right.
High school, I would even say, you're drawing attention to yourself and trying to start a political dialogue.
Yeah.
And that's not what school is there for.
It's going to be divisive.
Right. Anything that is divisive in school, not okay. You're there to learn. If you want to express yourself away from school.
I'd say that if it was a hat that was supporting the other side as
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah. Like, yes, she can.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that's not okay either.
I thought kids weren't even allowed to wear hats to school.
When I was a kid, we couldn't wear hats to school, not even in the hallways. Like, when I wore my Simon Le Bon type fedora, I can't even believe I just finished saying that. When I wore my Simon Le Bon type fedora in high school, they would tell me to bring, to take it off. So ridiculous. Tony, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great, Drew. How are you?
I'm good. Is it okay or not okay that the school made this kid take the hat off?
Oh, it's not okay.
Why is
it? The hat obviously brings him good feelings. Maybe it brings him bad feelings to not wear the hat. If we're all concerned about feelings here, then he should be allowed to wear the hat.
Well, no. If the hat creates a division among kids and is a distraction to learning, then he shouldn't be allowed to wear the hat.
Oh, but maybe it's creating a distraction by him not being allowed to wear the hat. I mean, we're talking about it now, so there's obviously some controversy of not wearing the hat.
That's probably the most asinine argument I could possibly think to concoct. Congratulations and have a great day. 727-579-1025. This kid, just like the defiant Donald Trump, says that he will plan to continue wearing the hat.
Nice.
He's taking a stand.
What's Trump going to do? Just put this kid in a private school and pay for it himself?
Yeah, Trump's going to say, "That's my African-American kid right there." And he's not even African-American. Hey, it's 1025 The Bones. It's okay. It's not okay. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, is it okay or not okay to ban this kid from wearing his Donald Trump hat?
It is not okay.
Why is that?
If he's allowed to wear it outside the classroom, how is it a disruption to anybody learning anything?
Well, it's not necessarily a disruption from learning, but it is a disruption in the hallways when some kid goes, "Hey, I hate Trump. That's Trump."
Okay, well, what if I have a yellow hat on and some kid doesn't like the color yellow? They're going to tell me to take it off?
Yellow's not running for office.
Right. Yellow isn't political, sir. Yellow is just a primary color.
Not yet.
It doesn't matter whether it's political or not.
No, it does. No, it does matter whether it's political. It's a 9-year-old kid who's being used as a pawn by his parents.
Okay, and teachers don't teach about politics and our presidents and stuff in school?
They teach. They don't slant.
And they don't tell you who to vote for
right,
either.
Right, right. There's no, "You should vote for this guy." This is the election process.
is he going around telling everybody that they should vote for him?
By wearing that cap, he certainly is.
Oh, he's just saying that he likes Trump and he likes the hat.
Thank you. What you got against Yellow? What a great song. Look at the stars. 9-year-old banned from wearing a cap that says Make America Great Again. He skipped school last week, by the way, to go to a Trump rally. Picked up the $20 hat in California. And he said he got to meet Donald Trump briefly and touched his hair.
Why not let the kid wear a Klan hood?
Right. Shouldn't bother anybody.
That's not stopping the education process.
Exactly. 727-579-1025.
Just a sidebar. Do you think kids should be allowed to wear hats at school in the first place?
I don't really have a problem with it. I think we're past the point where gentlemen don't wear hats.
Oh, what in a building? Like, inside?
Yeah.
That's still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Love this song. And
it was all yellow. Kelly SM.
Kelly, what's up? Welcome to, stop trying to make that a thing. Kelly, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm great. It's Kelly from Delta.
Oh, hey, what's going on? How are you? Kelly from the Delta check-in.
First class?
It's first class, yeah. Kelly. She's the one who made my trip to New York. Oh, my gosh. It's so great to hear from you. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. I just wanted to weigh in on this topic.
Yes.
I do not think it's okay for him to wear that hat to school.
Yeah, school is a place where you are supposed to have learning drilled into your head and you're not supposed to have free thinking. And a debate about politics should not involve a 9-year-old kid. Am I right?
That's exactly right. If they're old enough to vote, then maybe I could see if you wanted to wear the hat to maybe sway your friend's opinion.
Sure.
But 9 years old, I don't think it's okay.
Right on. Great to hear from you, Kelly, and I hope work is treating you well.
Absolutely. I'm on vacation, so it's been nice.
There you go. Enjoy that. 727-579-1025.
So if I need a flight, do I book Delta?
Yeah, I would. I mean, she works at the check-in counter at the Tampa International Airport, and she's magnificent.
Do I get the upgrade, or I'm not Drew Garabo?
It's really for show hosts only. Oh. Helen, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. It's
not okay. Hey, Drew, how you doing?
I'm great. Helen, is it okay or not okay to tell this kid he can't wear a stupid Donald Trump hat to school?
It is perfectly okay for the school to say that he is not allowed to wear the hat.
Yeah, right, because the political discourse has no place in an elementary or middle school.
Yeah, if he wants to wear it around town and support Trump and have political debates with his family or his friends off the school grounds, sure. I have no problem with that.
Right.
I mean, I personally think that who he's supporting is an idiot, but if he wants to support him, that's his choice. But when you're in school... And if it's anything that's going to cause discourse or debate where it's not focused on learning, no, it should not be in an educational setting.
Right on, sister. I appreciate the call. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. King James, is it okay or not okay to ban a 9-year-old kid from wearing a Make America Great Again cap?
It's totally not okay, bro.
Why is that?
Well, I don't understand how it's so politically correct, you know, reference Trump and it's not okay. But during the Super Bowl, everybody can protest with their Black Panther stuff and their fists in there and everything like that. And that's okay. Everybody stands behind them. But when the kid stands up behind Trump, it's politically incorrect and everybody hashes on him. I don't get it.
You don't get it because you're not bright enough. But if you could listen for a half a second, we'll explain it to you using very short words.
Sure.
Cool.
You got a crown and a coloring book so I can understand it better, Drew?
I prefer a flow chart and sock puppets, but whatever works, my man. You're talking.
Hey, maybe we can go to Orlando hotel room and you can explain it to me there.
I'll pass on that. Thank you very much. You're a male, so I'm not interested. But here's the deal, guy. First Amendment guarantees you the right to peacefully assemble and express yourself. First Amendment.
Freedom of speech.
Simplistically, yes, to a dunderhead like you, yes, it's free speech. But to the rest of us who know that there are other freedoms in the First Amendment, like I just mentioned, that was a thorough explanation that I just gave you. First Amendment does not apply to a kid in a school where there is a dress code. You get that?
If he's got a hat and it says Make America Great Again, what's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? That's a problem? Make America Great? That's a problem?
Yes, it is a hat that represents Donald Trump running for president. It is no place for divisive hats. If that creates a distraction, the kid can't wear the hat any more than he could wear a hat that says, Hillary's my lady in the White House.
It says "Make America Great Again."
But that's not what it just stands for on its own.
It says it's Donald Trump's campaign slogan, and you know that.
It represents Donald Trump. You know that.
But it's fine. What is wrong with what he's saying? Make America Great Again. What is wrong with saying that?
Ugh. Okay, I could see we could continue to beat our heads together. I'm not going to make you any smarter, and you're not going to make me any dumber, so we're probably not going to meet anywhere in this conversation.
And when did America stop being great?
That's true. America's pretty damn great right now, isn't it, sir?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, they consider illegal immigration a progress, and it's not. I mean, what the topics that he's talking about are real. They're true. They're evident. They're taking jobs away from all the hardworking Americans.
They're taking jobs. Boy, you're right out of the Trump playbook, guy. Hey, listen, thanks a lot for listening to the show, man. I appreciate it very much, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Have a good day.
Thanks.
I love when calls end like that.
They're taking jobs. 727-579-1025. What's up, Smitty? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Thanks. Is it okay or not okay?
I say it's not okay just because hats or no hats. Just make that decision. My kid goes to school with a Boston Red Sox hat.
Gross.
The two other kids are heavy-duty Rays fans, and they throw a couple of fists at them or just yell in the hallway. Mm. So now he has to take that hat off? Just hats or no hats?
I see what you're saying, but like, any hat that can create a distraction is probably not the hat you should be wearing to school. Whether it's Boston Red Sox, Donald Trump, Darth Vader, whomever, you don't want the hat to create a distraction in the education place. But I appreciate the call very much. 9-year-old kid in California has been forbidden from wearing his Donald Trump hat because it gives other kids negative emotions. His name is Logan Autry. He puts on his Trump campaign hat and wears it in the hallway.
Do you think it really gives other kids negative emotions, or do you think it's the faculty? Because I would imagine the majority of kids probably aren't into politics right now if you're 9.
They know what's going on. That kid's into it.
Yeah, and for every robot that regurgitates what his parents are teaching him from the Trump side, probably one on the Hillary side too.
Yeah.
Sherry, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi. It's perfectly okay for them to tell him he shouldn't and cannot wear that hat.
Right on. Tell me why, sister.
Well, because one, you really, honestly, let's get down to nitty gritty. He's just wanting attention, and that's what his parents are pushing him to do, and that's what's, and he's been successful. It made the news. I mean, it's ridiculous. I can't believe a parent would even, utilize their 9-year-old child that way. But let's get real here. What does a 9-year-old know about anything regarding politics?
Probably not a lot.
Well, everything his parents tell him.
That's true. Yeah, and what he knows is we need to build a wall around Mexico and that they're taking our jobs.
Yeah, yeah, and that mommy and daddy told me I could wear my hat. So
exactly.
It's BS.
What it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
7X, it's a Morning X with Drew and Seth. Oh, the moment I've been waiting for years.
This is how you got to the big time, right?
I think this is one of those things, I don't want to say it catapulted me into superstardom, but it really helped rescue me from mediocrity.
We're really hyping this bit now.
Boy, I hope it doesn't suck. Wouldn't it be great if we tried to... Okay, here's how it works. All right, we basically get 3 words. Either you give them to me, Danielle gives them to me, a caller gives them to me. I pick one of those 3 words. I make a call to an establishment, could be a restaurant, could be a bar, could be a laundromat.
Okay.
And then I have to get that person who answers to say one of those 3 words in a certain amount of time.
What's the time limit?
I don't know. You tell me. 30 seconds, a minute?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What, 30 seconds or a minute?
Somewhere in between.
Okay, 45 seconds then, if my math is correct. And then much comedy ensues because this person doesn't know that I'm trying to get them to say a word and I have to keep them on the line and get them to not hang up on me.
Okay, I'm ready to give. Can I give you 3 words?
Oh, most certainly. I would love that.
Any 3 words?
Any.
All right. I'm gonna make this easy on you because I want you to show us all how it's done.
Good.
All right, 3 words.
Yep.
Can it be a person?
It can be whatever you want. Words can be a proper noun. Whatever.
All right. Mike Vick. Mike Vick. How about...
Way to keep it current.
How about waffles?
What? Okay.
And hurricane.
Mike Vick, waffles, hurricane.
Yes. There you go. I wrote it down for you.
Thank you. That says Mike Vick, waffles, hurricane.
Yes.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Mike Vick.
Okay, you're going to try to get them to say Mike Vick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And without getting them to hang up on me. And all right, here we go. I don't want the number going out.
Who are we calling?
You'll see.
Okay.
That's dialing humming,
okay,
by the way.
Trevor Skillet.
Yes, hello. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Listen, I was going to set up a VIP party at your restaurant, and I was wondering, you remember that dude that up in Atlanta that got busted with the dog fighting the football player? You know who I'm talking about?
Say that last sentence again.
The football player for the Atlanta Falcons got busted for that dog fighting stuff?
Yeah.
Who was that? What his name was?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
I can't remember it either. It's crazy.
Michael Vick.
That was it. Oh, man. I can't believe I forgot that. All right.
Yeah, me too. It's like, what? I couldn't
funny.
Remember.
I know. Now, y'all got that breakfast food. It's like pancakes, but they got little crisscrosses in them. They're like little squares. Like, it's like a pancake, but it looks like somebody stepped on it with golf shoes.
No.
It's like circular, and it'd be like Lego my ego. It was like a
waffle.
Oh, that was, man, I could never think of the name of that thing. Y'all get tornadoes up there? Y'all get tornadoes up there in Atlanta?
Yes, we do.
When do them normally come around? When them big old windstorms and big old, like, what them called when they come out of the Atlantic Ocean? Like the big old Category 5, like Eduardo, to give them funny names and stuff?
That's a hurricane.
That's right. Man, you've been very helpful. What's your name?
My name's Harriet.
Harriet, well, let me tell you, certainly was a pleasure speaking with you today, and I'm going to call you back and set up a little VIP party. What's the biggest party you think we could have up there at the Silver Skillet?
How many are you talking about?
I don't know. I want to bring a bunch of people in there to enjoy your delicious food. You've been very, like, I'm talking like
and,
six or seven.
What day of the week would you be coming?
Well, I would say like a Friday, maybe, like a payday, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get paid on Friday.
That'd
be a good day for us to come up.
We're a small diner.
Okay.
And we have like booths like that seat four.
Oh.
Like.
So we could get like two booths of four each and just have one with four and one with three. And then we could have like a big party of seven where we could like just pass food around and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You've been so helpful, Harriet. I want to come in. Are you the owner, the proprietor of that establishment?
No, I'm not the owner. Oh,
well, let me tell you this. One day you will be, my dear, if you keep up that attitude. You've been wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
Wow.
And that's how it's done.
Is there a name for that voice?
Generic.
Elderly black man?
Thank you.
I see you went for the trifecta.
Well, I just wanted to show you guys that I am so masterfully skilled at this game that if I can get him to say all three of the words that you gave me.
It's not normally that easy, is it?
No, and I don't expect you guys to even get one of the words said, let alone all three. So just know that I'm not setting the bar ridiculously high for the two of you.
Well, can I get a shot? Can we get a shot at it next break to call and try to get them to guess a word?
Do you guys think you're ready?
Dude, this is my... I've been waiting for something like this. I'm so ready.
I'm ready too.
Well,
I don't know if it's going to be as good as what you just did, but I'm willing to try.
Let me say this. You better lose yourself in the moment. You own it.
Okay.
Better never let it go.
All right, Eminem. I'm down now.
Thank you. And if you want a pair of tickets to see Kings of Leon August 2nd at the 1-800-ASK-ARIA Amphitheater, then you can call 877-327-9797 and maybe wager on whether or not Seth and Danielle will get them to say the word in a given amount of time. Do you guys like make them say for a name there, or what do you like there?
Is that what you used to call it?
That's what I used to call it.
I think if the listeners like this bit, then we can keep it around, and then we'll officially give it a name.
And if they don't like it?
Then we have to find a new morning show host.